Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Joe Genewich. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick bunts towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive towards third. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-0 in the game. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hagen moves to second. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Webb reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson bunts towards first. Burris scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Webb moves to third. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2. And the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Pick reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell fields it and throws to home to get Adams. Pick moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Heathcott moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Pick scores. Heathcott moves to third. Webb moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Wirtz now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Heathcott scores. Webb moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris strikes out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Beck reaches third base with a triple. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a line drive towards third. Moore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Beck scores. Adams moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Cubs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pick for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hagan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Vernier pinch hits for Johnny Wirtz. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Vernier reaches second base with a double. Hagan moves to third. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft strikes out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hagan scores. Vernier moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grimm. Vernier scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Goldsmith now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldsmith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goldsmith can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burris moves to second. Two outs. Shanti Hagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-3 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High pinch hits for Hal Goldsmith. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith bunts towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Mills now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-4 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webb bunts towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heathcote scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.